Hey, thanks so much
How
for
are
calling
you?
in. Your home, good. Your hometown station. I know you grew up there. So, thanks for calling the WCOP. All right. So, what's great about this is, you know, coffee and cream. You know, everyone's, you know, movie theaters are shut down with the coronavirus, but this is something you can watch at home. So, tell us the premise really quick.
Well, it's a buddy cop movie. But the buddies are not what you would expect. One is a 40-something-year-old man, and the other is a kid. Middle school. And the kid is very upset that the mother is dating this white cop, and so he tries to have the cop taken out, and he saves up his little piggy bank chain, and he goes to this notorious gangbanger to try and pay him to take the cop out. But as he's there to do that, he witnesses a crime. And at the same time, the kid's mom, played by me, Vanessa, sends her boyfriend to go pick the kid up from school. And he finds the kid at this place. They both see this crime go down, and they become unlikely partners to get away from this gang. And the mother ends up getting kidnapped, and they have to save the mom. And then the mom becomes a part of this kick-ass trio now. And then
awesome.
Action and mayhem ensues. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. And I just enjoyed working with Ed Helms. I mean, I literally got the email, and the three things I saw was action comedy, Ed Helms, and Netflix, and I said yes. I didn't even read the script yet. And then I read the script and was like, oh, my God, thank God it's good, because, whew. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Hangover and The Office, he's so funny. And,
the
you know,
Office.
He got me.
Yeah, I fell in love with him in The Office. That's, like, one of my all-time favorite comedy series, and
That's awesome. Hey, remind us, since we are a DC station, remind our listeners, if I don't know if they've been living under a rock, that your roots are, I know you grew up in Southeast and then you know, mm-hmm. high school, Oxon Hill, all that. Did you do any acting like in school plays growing up, or was it more once you got to Howard?
No, I did. I did a Shakespeare Festival at the Folger Shakespeare Theater one year when I was in junior high school, and we were so good that they created a category for us. We did an episode. We did a scene from Macbeth with the three witches around the cauldron. I played one of the witches, and we were really, really good. And we made some noise because, you know, Shakespeare, not a black faces at the Folger's Theater back then. And so we were this new little black group coming through, and they were blown away by our performance. So that, I did something at the Lincoln Theater. Well, that was in Howard. But before that, before Howard, I did the Washington, D.C. Miss Talented Teen Pageant, and I wrote my own monologue, one runner-up. Yeah.
Nice. And was it true
but
that
I got very serious about it. I was just going to say, I didn't get real, real serious about acting until Howard.
Gotcha. And then while you were at Howard, is it true you worked at the Pentagon briefly to help pay for it?
Yeah, I did. I worked at the Pentagon. I sure did. And I didn't do anything important. I was just a receptionist. I did a bunch of filing and answering the phones.
But thank God you did the stuff at Howard. I know we're tight on time here, but, you know, real quick, I know last month Katherine Johnson passed away. You played her in Hidden. Just talk about, you know, what you know, she meant, you know, to NASA, to America, to history, and how much of a privilege it was to play her.
Well, the thing about Queen Katherine Johnson, she, you know, if it were not for her and her incredible, brilliant mind, would we have satellites in space? Like, she was the mother of that. She birthed it. She gave them the access to get there, you know? And unfortunately, her story was smothered. And I, and a lot of little girls, grew up thinking or having the understanding that math and science were not for us. It's for boys. And because these incredible figures were hidden, we were led to believe that until I became 40-something years old and I get this script, and it's all a lie. Women behind this space program that got these men into space. And the impact that that story had, and how many girls who are coding now that came out of that, and the inspiration that her story gave was just, you know, the fact that I was a part of that, and little girls always know who Katherine Johnson is, and I portrayed her. That's more I could ask for. That's like I mean, what an honor. What an honor.
For sure. Absolutely. And final question. You know, we're here in the final season of Empire. I guess it's going to be wrapping here, what, in a couple weeks? Two episodes left, I think? Couple three, maybe? How awesome has it been playing Lion? I mean, so many people, you know, we're talking coffee and cream. I guess we could, from coffee to cookie could be the the headline here.
Right.
But, you know, how much of a joy has been playing that with Terrence?
I've had so much fun playing Cookie. You know what I mean? She's one of those characters that people can look up to. You know, a lot of people are like, she's my spirit animal. She, you know, I wish I could walk into this boardroom meeting like Cookie does, you know. So she's a moral compass, and I think people look up to her to say the things that they wish they could say or that they wish they were strong enough to say. You know, she's heroic. She's a hero without a cape.
That's awesome. Well, we'll let you run. We could talk Benjamin Button hustling, but we could talk everything. You've had so many good roles. But everybody, Coffee
Thank
and
you.
Kareem, Friday on Netflix, it debuts. It's perfect to watch while they're social distancing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of laughs.
All right. Well, stay safe, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.